yeast infection?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Habla funny? Don yeah. Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
Si.
Bueno.
A buzz?
Yes.
We got to do the news. We don't even have time for all of the... No, I'm looking at the tapes, and
make
I realize...
You sound so inviting.
my apologies.
That's quite all right.
Oh, no.
No, it's just you get caught in this trap every day. I'm not going to make it happen today. We never played all of the Chris Hansen tapes.
Oh, it was good.
It was maybe the creepiest To Catch a Predator they've ever had.
I heard.
Let's just hear the first 5 seconds. Just listen to the. Yeah. You'll get creeped out when you hear the guy who shows up with KY jelly.
Hey.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi.
Good. What's your receipt running at school?
What you got in your back pocket there?
My phone.
No, in the other back pocket.
May I see it? What is that?
It's KY.
All
right. Enough of that. Buzz, I did have one other treat for you.
Yes?
Yeah.
And when that guy finishes his interview, you know, when he's about to go outside and get arrested, Chris Hansen says, "You may want to take your jelly."
Have you heard the Green Day theme to The Simpsons?
No, I love Green Day.
And a movie opens, tomorrow. And that's a lot of the talk that Green Day is doing the theme, so there it is.
I love it when they do this. It's good.
All right, go ahead, Buzz. Rock out. Let's do the news.
All right. Well, as you know, I write a lot of my little made-up stories before we begin the show, but a lot has happened this afternoon, so let me try to help catch you up. Falcons quarterback Mike Vick showed up in court on time this afternoon to face his dogfighting charges. He pled not guilty and was freed on conditional release. Vick's lawyer says Vick takes these charges seriously and expects to clear his name. He's asking the rest of us not to judge him until all the facts are known.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you've got the new Sports Illustrated,
right.
The one that's got Reggie Bush on the cover, read inside where a lawyer goes through the indictments against Michael Vick and how many times he's named directly.
Personally.
And how many times it's Michael Vick did this, Michael Vick did this, Michael Vick did this, Michael Vick did this. Read it, and you come with one of two conclusions.
Yeah.
The guy's guilty of sin, or the government has an incredible hard-on against him.
Hmm.
And I find it hard to believe that the government is seeking him out.
Well, and a third option, too, there, that maybe, you know, the guy's, you know, a lot of people are giving him up, you know. I mean, because obviously to build a case...
Right.
Like that, to have that kind of an indictment. And they talk about this indictment being so incriminating, that so damning when you read the charges.
Read just the excerpts in Sports Illustrated where they show the court document,
right.
And then their legal expert summarizes it for you in layman's terms. I mean, you can figure it out by reading it, but when you get through all that crap, it's incredibly indicting on Michael Vick.
I'm just curious to know how many guys are dealing to name Michael Vick, because obviously this is all about witnesses, and I'm sure you've got a lot of guys that are making deals with the prosecutor.
There's four guys named in this thing, and they've got his nickname there, too, Ookie or whatever his nickname is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, it is. Vick's trial is supposed to begin in November, on November 26th, as a matter of fact.
So his season is done. I mean, he won't throw a pass in the NFL this season.
He wants to.
Right.
You know, but who wants him? How about you, Regis?
Girls gone wild.
Okay.
Other sports news today. Barry Bonds called Bob Costas, quote, a little midget man who knows absolutely jack about baseball. Bonds.
I'm not a Barry Bonds fan, but that's funny.
Bonds apparently doesn't like Bob's take on the steroid scandal.
Well, Bob is one of those guys.
He's a purist. He's a baseball purist.
He takes baseball a little too serious.
Had it in for Pete Rose also, if I remember correctly. He's had it in for Pete Rose.
He's one of those guys that, you know, if it's someone like Babe Ruth or whoever it is that cheated back in the day, right. Bob Costas loves shining that magical genie bottle to say, oh, but that was back in a simpler time
when
it was okay for Babe Ruth to go
romantic.
Out and get drunk and throw up before the game.
Back in the day when Shoeless Joe Jackson was injecting steroids into his toes.
In other fresh news this afternoon, the Dow closed down by more than 300 points today.
Incredible!
At one point, it had dropped by more than 450 points. It's the market's worst loss of the year. Bruce...
Everybody can suck it.
Bruce and Demi's kid Rumor was present during a drug bust on marijuana charges today in Aberdeen, Maryland, where she's working on a film. Rumor was not arrested, but police say they took another person present with her into custody after other hotel guests complained about the noise.
The person that was taken into custody was innuendo.
Exactly. Target.
And their brother Gossip.
Rumor, gossip, and innuendo.
Right.
Target has joined Blockbuster in going exclusive.
And also kind of an anal thing. Oh, innuendo. Yeah. It's an Italian.
It's a joke.
It's an Italian. Innuendo.
Innuendo.
Hey, shut up in your face.
Hey,
Target's joined Blockbuster in going exclusively Blu-ray when it comes to high-def DVDs. The HD DVD format is all but dead at this point.
Well, I'm glad I got you guys those machines.
Thanks.
Hey, you know what? I watch regular DVDs, and they are better in the machine you got me, and that's what I enjoy.
I still have the high-def DVD but as well,
HD
not Blu-ray.
The HD DVDs, one out of three will freeze up in the HD player, so they've had problems with that format.
And it's been a day of scandals at NASA with reports, first of all, that some of the shuttle astronauts were possibly still intoxicated during liftoff.
Five, four, three.
You're kidding me. These guys get drunk before they go into space?
At least two of the astronauts were reportedly so drunk on liftoff, it actually posed a safety risk to the flight and the rest of the crew.
I'll drink to that.
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
Am I the only one that completely understands this?
No.
I really
Girls
do.
Gone wild.
You mean you're on top of an explosion.
Yes.
Going into space.
Right.
You've seen these things blow up. Give me a drink before I get in there.
Hey, but you gotta drive if something goes wrong, man.
Do you really though?
I hate to sound like Elizabeth Hasselbeck, but
Mike, the thing is, when you drive your rocket ship drunk, think of all the people you can...
But aren't they kind of like monkeys in there, really? I mean, isn't all the work done by...
Yes, but like in Armageddon. Uh-huh. Well, that's... Or maybe in Apollo 30, a better movie to yeah. We've all heard about they get up there and the computers freeze up and the guy's got to drive the ship themselves.
But wouldn't it be cool as long as just one of them stayed sober? The designated astronaut.
Like Johnny Carson. there's also a report of sabotage.
A reluctant astronaut.
Hey, that's a great movie.
Don Knotts, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah. The Astronaut Farmer. Has anybody bothered to spend the $2 for that on pay-per-view?
Billy Bob, it got the reviews were so horrible, really? And everything I heard about it was just so sucky.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where you go, it's $2, maybe. Yeah.
I bought Zodiac last night.
Sure.
And I watched Zodiac last night.
You love the scary movies.
I do. Yeah. It was scary.
You like the Greasy?
I was surprised at the end of Zodiac.
Why do you...
Favor serial murder.
The report of sabotage at NASA. A subcontractor employee reportedly cut wires on a data collection device for the International Space Station.
He was drunk.
And now a truly incredible story out of Florida. A prisoner alone in his cell, pleasuring himself, has now been convicted of indecent exposure. Terry Lee Alexander.
And then I sat and really worked it.
In the Broward County Jail last November, waiting to stand trial for armed robbery. But time wasn't the only thing he had on his hands. And a female guard was watching through a security camera and couldn't have been more offended.
I'm horny.
Terry, he was. Terry was ultimately sentenced for the robbery. But now, 60 days will be added to his 10 years at an additional cost to the taxpayers of nearly $23,000.
Too bad you're not older.
Normally, a prisoner just gets disciplined for this kind of thing. Maybe loses his phone privileges.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You take that. You take that away from the prison system. I mean, come on.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I don't like that.
But this can be prosecuted, and in this case it was. The case had its high points in court. The lawyer asked the female guard if Terry's behavior prompted other prisoners to start pleasuring themselves. She said it didn't. He asked her if she called in the SWAT team. She said she thought about it. The jury of 2 men and 10 women, meanwhile, were each asked if they ever pleasured themselves. Both of the men, of course, said yes. Only 8 of the 10 women would admit to it in open court.
That's the sound that Meryl makes when he's doing that.
When he's doing it in prison.
Another interesting development out of the Florida prison system. The state has just spent $68,000 on playing cards for the prisoners. These are...
You know what? I saw this on TV.
Very special cards.
This is truly retarded. I mean...
Are they naked lady cards?
No. It's like... You remember when we had the card that had all the Al-Qaeda guys on them?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, continue, please, Buzz.
It's like that. Each one has a picture of a missing person or a wanted criminal on each playing card. There are 93,000 decks of cards that will be distributed throughout the state's prisons.
So if you're sitting in the joint and you're playing cards, your government hopes that you'll look at this picture and go, 2 of diamonds. You know what? Rob Spiewak. I robbed a bank with him. You guys looking for him?
So they're counting on the prisoners to do this?
Yes.
Recognize a face and speak up.
Buzz, I only have one word for that.
What's that?
That idea.
It's brilliant. Officials believe it because some of these guys are in prison for years. They pick up a lot of information. They hope the playing cards will get these guys talking to each other and to the authorities because the program also includes thousands of dollars in reward money. Maybe it'll work. Prisoners play a lot of poker.
Well, the money thing is the only smart thing in that whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Money.
A disturbing story about TV's new caveman show when we continue.
Oh, I think I know it. Rob, stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. Rob, stay tuned. Oh,
really?
Stay tuned, Rob. Stay tuned.
Oh, okay.
And Mike, stay tuned.
Now I'm getting a total picture
Mike,
right there.
Mike, stay tuned.
All you have to do is say these things.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
All right.
I don't have exactly what the story is, but I just wrote it in my mind.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.